this week's Up and Running. Coming up on this morning's show...
We did a survey a couple of weeks back, just when it was the kind of surprise announcement that the Leaving Certs would be in 3 days a week. And what we found was that there was no real appetite among students to get back into the classroom. You know, there was genuine health concerns there, and you know, they're totally justified. If I was to bet, I would say the Leaving Cert will go ahead.
And that is Luke Saunders from studyclicks.ie, who is going to give some great advice to both parents and students who are finding this particular time very challenging.
And when I looked into it more, there wasn't a marketplace for designer baby gear. There was kind of a lot of stuff being sold, but I wanted to kind of look at pre-loved designer stuff. And as you say, from cots to carriers, the prams to onesies, everything in between. And that was the aim when I looked, let's just start it that way.
And that is Zoe Kelly from Sell Me Downs, a business that she set up during lockdown, and it specialises in reselling nearly new designer baby clothes and baby products.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning I am delighted to be joined by our Ardra lady, Bibi Baskin. And many of you, of course, will know Bibi Baskin from her very successful career in broadcasting. She's also recently spent some time in India running a hotel, and now she's back in Cork. Bibi, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show.
Oh, absolute pleasure for me to be up north again. Thank you.
Now, Bibi, you are spending a lot of time, a lot of your energy and your knowledge in trying to help people keep happy. One of the things that I was very interested in reading about you was that you think that our happiness is our responsibility.
Yeah, it is very much in my view. And the good news about happiness, too, is that it is a choice. And I first learned that lesson, Claire, decades ago from Deepak Chopra, who's an Indian living in America and very much into spirituality and psychology. Many people would know that name. And he said that basically, and this is a good little morning ritual for your listeners, when we wake up in the morning, we have two choices in our minds. We can think about the misery part of me. I don't have enough money, I'm worried about COVID, all those very natural fears. Or we can play the really happy movie. You know what? I'm alive today. I have a lovely family. I have a roof over my head. It ain't half bad. And I think that's where the choice comes into it, you know, that you can make that choice and frame it accordingly, because nobody's life is perfect.
You're also helping people go on that journey. So anyone who's listening today, and let's be honest, it's a very trying time. Can you just tell us, how could we get your help if we want to learn how to be happy?
Well, you know, Claire, during the first lockdown, all my gigs, my speaking events and those sort of things dried up, like so many other people. And I thought, I'm going to have to pivot, I believe they call it. That is, try to find a little source of income from something else. And you have to sit at home and come up with something. And so I thought, what would be of use to other people and might create a little income for me too? So that was when I came up with the idea for the Happy Book. And that's a collection of quotes that I created that are basically little tips that you can use once a day or whenever you like to try to have a happier life. And then the second thing I did, which is only 2 weeks old actually, I set up a private Facebook group called Bibi's Happy Place. And there I post an awful lot of stuff that will help you to be happier. We have a Mindful Monday where I show you how to live your life with more awareness. We have Wellness Wednesday where I give you tips for better mental and physical health. And we have Fab Friday where we practice gratitude for any good thing that happened during the week. And, meditation. I'm teaching meditation because I'm told my voice is not the worst part of me. So beginners started last week. And I'm also then still with you at the end of the day because I read you a sleep story in a very calm and slow and gentle voice. That sounds creepy during the day.
Well, no, I've actually been on the group and I've been on your website, and I have to say it made me think that when you wake up in the morning, at the moment, you and I both know, Bibi, that it's very challenging to stay positive. So have you any tips for the listeners just on awaking before they even get out of bed?
Oh, I do. The first thing I do is just a very small physical stretch. Lying in the bed, kick off the duvet and stretch right down and put your arms up above your head. So that's a little gentle thing that anybody can do, I think. The second thing is more of a mental exercise. You swing then around to the side of the bed and you put your two bare feet gently but firmly on the floor. And there you're actually grounding yourself. You're earthing yourself. Instead of your mind going all flittery up in the air, you're actually grounding yourself there. And then I go with a mantra for the day. And I might keep it up for several days. And we do those on a Wednesday as well in Bibi's Happy Place. So all sorts of positivity, that's what we're looking for.
Well, it's actually a very worthwhile exercise to just take 5 minutes today and invest in your own happiness and check out www.bibibaskin.ie. That's Bibi's website. Now, Bibi, the book, if I was interested in getting the book, because it's just the most gorgeous book. It's Bibi's Happy Book. And I actually sent it to my sister because every day there's a lovely picture and a quote, something to keep you motivated. How do people get it?
Well, if we go to my own website, it's really the easiest way. You can buy it online. So if you go to bibibaskin.ie, you'll find a little thing to click in there, and that will bring you to the online store. And you know what we're also thinking of doing, Claire, and this is a recent development. The publisher of that book is just a small publishing house in Cork. But Michael started to think, wouldn't it be lovely if we could get a complimentary copy of that little book to every resident in all our nursing homes, because they're having such a difficult time and a worrying time.
Now, before you go, Bibi, you have some very, very good tips on self-isolation. And I'm just thinking of some of the listeners there who are living alone and feel very isolated. Can you give them some tips on how to get through this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, to tell you the truth, I have not been out since before Christmas. I go outside into the garden and I walk around and I do walks, but I haven't actually been out meeting anybody at all. And I do think that's the way forward. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all for a lot of people. The first thing that I think is important is to communicate. And communication has never been easier. You have Skype, you have Zoom, you have FaceTime, all the rest of it. Make use of it. Another thing I would do is find a new hobby. Now, the internet is full of things it can teach you. And I started, like a lot of people in the first lockdown, to do a lot of cooking, but not the sourdough bread. I did South Indian cooking, and I've enjoyed that enormously. So try to create a new hobby. I also think that journaling, as they call it, is very useful. That any time during the day when you're feeling a bit down, you just write down half a dozen things that you can be grateful for. And you also ask yourself, now, what's the one thing I can do today to be happy? What will make me happy today? And then go after it. Not easy, but takes a little practice. But, you know, it works.
Okay, now look, I know a lot of people are going to be very interested. The Facebook group, which actually, it's like taking on a challenge of making yourself, helping yourself to be happy. To get involved with the Facebook group, how do we go about it?
Well, you know, I'm all over social media in recent years.
That's right.
So if they're on Facebook already, and I should think if people are not, maybe they don't want to be there. But you'll find me there, Bibi Baskin. You'll also find me on Twitter, Bibi Baskin, LinkedIn, Instagram, the whole lot. And one of the advantages of having a Donegal name that's not that common is that there ain't another Bibi Baskin around, so you'll find me easily. So just get in touch with me. I'll send you a little landing page. It's like a mini website that will show you what it's about, and then if you want to subscribe, you can do so there. And it's €20 a month, which is less than €1 a day. And I already we've had people who never did meditation before and they're doing it with my help, and it's calming them down and giving them a slightly more less anxious lifestyle. And the sleep stories, just today I heard from two members who said, oh my God, that really reminds me of when my mum used to read to me, or when I used to read to children, that sort of thing.
So this is Bibi Baskin, and Bibi really believes that we can make ourselves be happy. She has given some great tips for people who are in isolation: communicate more, find a new hobby, and write down when you're feeling very low 6 things that you can be grateful for. You can check her out at www.bbbaskin.ie. Well worth if you just do one thing today. Bibi Baskin, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much indeed. And bye for now.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning, I am delighted to be joined by Luke Saunders. Luke is from Study Clicks. We have had Luke on the show a number of times before, but we have never needed you more than we need you now, Luke. And thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Claire.
Can you just give the listeners who haven't met you yet a little bit of an insight into what Study Clicks is?
Yes, no problem, Claire. Well, StudyClicks is it's Ireland's biggest study website, and it's used by both students and teachers. And what we do is we take each subject on a junior cert and leaving cert, and we break it down into its topics. So, for example, if you were studying, say, biology for the leaving cert, we would break that down into genetics, photosynthesis, and so on. And the idea is that within each topic, we give students access to all the past exam questions with solutions and with videos to each question. And then we, for teachers, we allow teachers to create assessments using those questions, like little mini exams and so on. And this is really valued by teachers, particularly at the moment, because they're doing remote teaching. So if, for example, a teacher in a school wanted to generate a test for their class, they can generate it on StudyClicks, give it to their class, and they can even do self-correcting quizzes and so on and share them with the class. So it's used by teachers and by students.
Luke, you've been 8 years with this site, and I mean, from when we last spoke to you, it's really grown, hasn't it?
It has indeed, and I think the whole COVID situation, one of the few positives out of, you know, what is a dire situation, is that it's actually meant that online learning and a lot of the tools such as StudyClicks, and there's plenty others, they really have become more and more relevant. And I think what's happened in COVID has meant that teachers and students have moved forward by about 5 years. Like, I think we would have always ended up using online resources such as StudyClicks, but what's really happened is that it's accelerated the how much they've been embraced. So yeah, it's grown a lot, and you know, we see that both on the student side and on the teacher side.
Okay, so if there's a junior cert or leaving cert student listening, you have to pay a nominal fee, isn't it, Luke? You just go on the website, and just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so how it works is any student can set up a free account, which is called a basic account, and that gives them a kind of a taster of what we offer. And you can do a certain amount on, that's called our basic account. If you want access to all the content, the paid plan starts at €40 per year. And if you want to get access to mock exams, you pay €60 per year. And that covers you in all your subjects. So it's not such an expensive thing, and it's an annual fee for that. So that's how it works. But what I suggest people do is if they want to go on to studyclicks.ie and just set up a basic account. And we find a lot of parents, actually, particularly for younger year groups, parents will set up an account for their child, because often parents find it tricky. How do I help my, say, second year boy with trigonometry? He's struggling in school because the teacher's told me as such. At least with StudyClicks, the parent has a support mechanism. They can go on to StudyClicks, go into Junior Cert Math, go on to Trigonometry, and they can actually see questions. They can work through them with their child. They can have video solutions of someone talking through how that problem was solved. So it's kind of, it can be just as much a kind of support network for the parent as it is for the student.
For those people who are out there, the parents first, have you any advice for them in the support of their children? Of course, use the resource StudyClicks, but other advice for them?
Yeah, I'd have plenty of advice. So I think one of the things that causes a lot of a lot of anxiety out there, particularly amongst the exam year students, like the 6th years particularly, is the level of uncertainty. You know, like, is the Leaving Cert going to happen? And there's a lot of uncertainty. When will school return? Will the orals happen, etc.? And what I would say is, as a student, all you can really do is control the things that you actually can control, and just keep that in mind. And what I would say as well is, from a parent's point of view, what you can really do is, one of the things that students are struggling with at the moment is the lack of routine. You know, that they're, if you think about the average school day, they're going in on a Monday, it's 9 to 3.30 or 9 to 4, everything's very orderly and regimented, and now suddenly they find themselves at home without that same routine. So as a parent, one of the things you can do to help your child is just try and keep a routine, so that, like, they're at their desk for, say, 9 o'clock, they're taking adequate breaks, particularly the exam year type students, that they're not kind of sitting up there for 5 hours at a time. Mm. So try and help them come up with a plan and a routine. And in fairness, I think what I've heard is that the second round of remote teaching, everybody seems to be much better. There's much better feedback about it than, say, where we were last March. I know a lot of schools are kind of implementing the school timetable, and there's a lot more Zoom classes and face-to-face, albeit online. So that kind of routine element is there a lot more this time around than say back in March. So yeah, as a parent, I would really encourage them to try and keep a routine. And then for students, the main bit of advice I would have is that, particularly again for the exam year, is that what a lot of students do when they're studying is they'll keep rereading their notes or their revision book, and they just keep rereading stuff they already have done. And what I would say is, try and move to a point where you're doing active learning, which basically means try some questions and test your knowledge against the questions you'll face in the summer. And that's what StudyClicks is all about. It's about trying questions, looking at the answers and seeing, oh yeah, I didn't know that. And that's how you really learn. It's identifying the gaps in your knowledge, which is key.
Oh, that's very good advice there, Luke. I mean, just as a matter of interest, before I let you go, what do you think is going to happen with the leaving? It just seems so unfair to leave the kids hanging, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's tricky, and it's one of these things where there's no solution that's going to make everybody happy. We did a survey a couple of weeks back, just when it was the kind of surprise announcement that the Leaving Certs would be in 3 days a week. And what we found was that there was no real appetite among students to get back into the classroom. You know, there was genuine health concerns there, and you know, they're totally justified. If I was to bet, I would say the Leaving Cert will go ahead. I think what will happen is that again, this is just pure speculation on my part, but I think what will happen is that there will be a regular Leaving Cert, probably in June, maybe delayed slightly. And then there'll be a second Leaving Cert for any students who weren't able to sit it the first time around. And what I mean by that is, like, if you were identified, say, as a close contact, mm-hmm. and you obviously can't go into an exam hall with other students, so there'll be a lot of students who can't, for health reasons, sit Leaving Cert on the agreed date. So I think the only solution there is that there'll be a second round of Leaving Cert. And I think there was a really low uptake on that last year. Like, you know, they held it even certain November. I think the reason for that was that the distance and the time, the duration between June and November was enormous. And any student I spoke to was like, the thoughts of sitting down at the books again in September, October to study for an exam that seemed like a distant memory at that stage, they just weren't up for it. And I think this year both exams would probably happen in the summer. Now, again, I'll just reiterate, that's pure speculation on my part. I've nothing to say that's exactly what will happen. But there's a clear strategy that not to go back to the predicted grade system. I think if that can be avoided, I think students, they might not thank you for it straight away, but I think in the long term, if there can be a Leaving Cert, that's a positive outcome for both students, teachers and the department.
I just think it's important for them to know what's happening. I think leaving them hanging is not good for anybody at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I think uncertainty is that, like I said, one of the biggest stressors out there is the level of uncertainty. And I think what Minister Foley will do is, well, I'm hoping she will, is that once we know that, okay, the Leaving Certs are back in, be it on February 1st, or let's say it's after the midterm, that there's clarity and it's like, okay, this is what's going to happen for the orals, this is what's going to happen for the exam, and that's announced quite early. And look, if you know, I know some of these things are beyond their control, and you know, it is a pandemic and it's unprecedented, but, you know, it's a very stressful time for 6 years. I think everybody appreciates that, and at least clear messaging of what is going to happen in as much as possible, and as much to give them as much notice is definitely helpful.
That's some very good advice there from Luke Saunders, and that is www.studyclix.ie. It's CLIX.ie, and actually an essential service for both teachers and students, and a company that's formed in Sligo. Luke Saunders, thank you so much indeed, and the best of luck. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, and all the best to all the students who are studying out there. I know it's not an easy time for them, but I wish them all the best in the exams and in the study for them. Thanks.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning, of course, as many of you know, we're always talking about sustainable fashion and fast fashion and what a waste it is. And I'm delighted to be joined by probably one of the bravest girl in Ireland, because she has opened a business in the middle of lockdown. And this morning it is Zoe Kelly from Sell Me Down. Zoe, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thanks a million for having me.
Okay, well, first of all, I have to ask you, did everybody think you were mad opening a new business in lockdown?
Oh, 100%, yeah. My time is perfect as always. I was busy and flat out and thought of this idea, but also couldn't really think of going back to work as an event planner during the period of COVID. So it was kind of the perfect time to do it and try something new.
Yes, and I will just mention here, I'm speaking with Zoe Kelly from Sell Me Down. Zoe originally was an event planner and a wedding planner, and she worked in London and all over the world doing weddings and events for the rich and famous. So obviously that business is going nowhere at the moment, Zoe.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it may come back, but definitely not for a long time. I was on maternity leave myself and due to go back to work. But I was going back to nothing. I had a lot of interest in the fashion world for the last couple of years and ways to get into it. And this was something completely different. It's not fashion per se, but it is along those lines. So when I came up with the idea, I just thought, let's grab it. And I thought it was a perfect time to do it with people kind of at home shopping online and looking for a bargain.
When you have a baby, in the first couple of years, you invest so much money in prams and cots and clothes. And really, as the baby grows, all of this stuff becomes redundant. And that must be where you got your idea to do this business.
Yeah, I think I was a little bit naive as to really how quickly they do grow and how quick they outgrow things. I was pretty much of the idea of need to get the best of everything to begin with. And then we were in lockdown, and I think I had one of the best dressed lockdown babies out there, because I had, one, the stuff that I had bought, and two, loads of amazing presents and nowhere to go. She was wearing things once, maybe, and a lot of things still have the tags on them. And a few things that she was outgrowing, I wanted the next sizes up where they weren't quite suitable. So I actually started selling them myself on the likes of eBay or Facebook. And when I looked into it more, there wasn't a marketplace for designer baby gear. There was kind of a lot of stuff being sold, but I wanted to kind of look at pre-loved designer stuff. And as you say, from cots to carriers, the prams to onesies, everything in between. And that was the aim when I looked, let's just start it that way.
Okay, so this is for pre-loved designer baby clothing and paraphernalia, I suppose is the best way to describe it. And you've set up this Facebook page, Instagram, all your social media is Sell Me Downs. You only set up 2 months ago. How's it going, Zoe?
It's going well. It's just to get the word out there, to get into mummies groups, to kind of let people know that we are here. I think anyone who has come across it has thought it's a great idea, thank God. And I just need people to give stuff to sell, and then obviously people to turn that over and purchase it. And I think it's a great time for it because people are online shopping and shopping from home. But obviously, just as the quantity has grown of stuff that I have, then it's kind of gotten more interest as we go. So far, so good, thank God.
If I had stuff, Zoe, that I wanted to sell, what is the procedure?
So you can either find me, as you said, on Instagram or on Facebook at Sell Me Downs, or you can email me at zoe@sellmedowns.com. And what you do is tell me what you have, tell me what condition it's in, and if possible, send me a photo. I would then get back to you with if it is sellable and what price that I would suggest we sell it at. And of that price, you will be getting 70% once it sells. So if you agree with the price with me, then you have to post me the item so that I have it, I can check it, steam it, photograph it, etc., and then I put it online to sell. And once it sells, you get your percentage.
That's a really great idea. So that is Zoe Kelly from Sell Me Downs. So if you're looking for some pre-loved designer items, and may I just tell you, these things, most of the stuff on the site, I've looked at them, are absolutely practically brand new. She's doing both clothing and other baby items, as in cots and prams and buggies and stuff like that. You will find Zoe at zoe@sellmedowns.com and on social media at sellmedowns.com. Okay, Zoe, well, the very best of luck with a business that started in the middle of lockdown. You have our great admiration and our support, and we'll keep in touch and hear how you're getting on.
That would be brilliant. Thanks so much.
That's it for this week's Up and Running. Thanks to all my guests this morning, and most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Niall Delaney is up next with the best of this week's Northwest Today. If you would like to listen back to any of this show, you can go to oceanfm.ie, click podcast, or you can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Ocean FM Ireland. Until next week, thanks for listening.